Okay, Blessed Mother's Day to all mothers.
祝愿天下所有的母亲有个蒙福的母亲节。
We hope this message will be an encouragement to you and a challenge to your spiritual life for God.
我们希望今天的信息将对你是一种鼓励，也会是对你为主的灵修生活上是一种好的挑战。
Okay, let's stand and then read the passage we have for today.
让我们一起站起来诵读今天的经文。
Okay, for the Chinese folks, your verses are inside the bulletin.
华语的经文在那个我们的简报里面。
I'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 9, 10 and 11.
撒母耳上第一节第九章和第十章。
第一章
第九节和到第十一节。
对，
对不起。
I'll read verse 9.
我会读第九节。
Okay, tell what, let's all read the... Wait, I'm just trying to read because we are Chinese and English, so it's a bit hard. Okay, we'll read verse 9, and then after that...
我会读第九节。
Then you read verse 10.
你们读第十节。
Then we all read verse 11 together.
然后我们大家一起读第十一节。
Okay, so the Chinese and English you can read together.
华语和英语我们一起来诵读。
Okay, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9, ready? 1, 2, begin. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk now, Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord.
And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept.
Verse 11 together. And she bowed her vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Amen. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天主，
Pray that you will speak to our hearts in a special way.
我们祷告你会跟我们的心里说，用特别的方法跟我们心里说话。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐下。
What you've just read is a prayer and a vow of a mother in the Bible by the name of Hannah.
刚才大家所读的是圣经里一位叫哈娜的母亲的祷告和誓约。
She was childless and in her state she prayed for a child.
她没有子女，并且在这个状态下她祈求得到一个孩子。
Okay, just as an aside, I know some of us may think, oh, this is, I'm not a mother, so I can just switch off. Please don't.
可能有一些人觉得我并不是母亲，所以我不用认真的听，不过千万别这样。
Because this is still the word of the Lord.
因为这还是主的话语。
Okay, moving along, we need to understand that that time during the Jewish society, a childless mother is a mother of reproach.
我们需要明白，在当时犹太的社会中，一个没有孩子的母亲是一个受斥责的母亲。
That means if you are a mother who could not give birth, you will be despised by others.
这意味着，如果你是一位无法生育的母亲，你就会被别人瞧不起。
At the same time, looking at the society, at that time, it was not the best society.
在当时的社会来看，这并不是最好的现象。
The Jewish society was headed by a high priest who did not control his children and would soon be judged by God.
犹太的社会是由一位大祭司所领导，但是他没有控制自己的孩子，他很快就会被天主耶和华来审判。
At the same time, the people decided they wanted to worship God.Outwardly, but not with their hearts.
人们当时决定要在外在的形式上来崇拜主，但不是发自内心的来崇拜主。
Also, externally, there was a group of people, but called the Philistines, a great people and a warring people, who were waiting to devour Israel.
从外部来看，当时的庸人也是伟大和好战的民族，他们在等待时机吞食以色列。
They were the constant threat to the children of Israel.
他们不断地威胁到以色列人。
Now, God rules sovereignly in any society.
天主在任何社会里都是以绝对的主权来主宰。
It's not the business of man to know that plan.
知道天主的那个计划并不是人该做的事。
In Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, the Bible says the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
在生命记第29章第29节说到，隐微的事是属我们天主耶和华的，明示的事是属我们和我们子孙的，使我们照着这律法上的一切话行，直到永远。
As Christians, our business is to be faithful to the things that we do know and the things that God has revealed to us.
身为基督徒，我们该做的事是忠心于我们知道的东西，忠心于天主已经向我们揭示的东西。
Samuel was born to Hannah in a time of spiritual adultery in the land of Israel.
Hannah 在以色列进行心灵通奸的时期里产下了撒母耳。
God had a great plan for Samuel, and later we will learn that God used Samuel mightily.
天主对撒母耳有着一个伟大的计划，后来我们也会知道主为撒母耳利用了主强大的利用了撒母耳。
But listen, mothers, but before Samuel can be used by God mightily, God needs someone to bring the child up.
但是在天主耶和华可以强烈运用撒母耳之前，主需要有人把这孩子带大。
That is where you come in, mothers.
这就是身为母亲的你们可以贡献的事。
Of course, we're not excluding fathers, but because today is Mother's Day, we just focus on.
当然，我们没有排除父亲，不过今天是母亲节，我们。把注意力专注在母亲们。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible says, the aged woman, meaning the older woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things.
提多书第二章第三节，劝老妇人行为要合乎圣洁，不可污蔑人，不可好酒，当教训人为善。
In Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
第四节，也当教训年幼妇人谨慎，爱丈夫，爱子女。
Okay, maybe I just stop there. For the Chinese folks, the verses are in the bulletins. I see some of them moving.
华文的经文都在我们的那个简报里面。你可以跟着一起看。
Okay. In Titus chapter 2 verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
第五节，自守贞洁，安分在家，善良，顺服丈夫，免得天主的道理被人诽谤。
The last phrase in that verse is very important.
那一节的最后一段非常重要。
That the word of God be not blasphemed.
天主的话不能被人诽谤。
Sometimes when we do not obey the word of God and we behave in ways that is against what God says, God's word becomes blasphemed.
有时候当我们没有服从主的话语的时候，主的话语就变得被人毁谤了。
That's why mothers, you play a very important role in your family.
所以母亲们，你们在你们的家里是起了非常重要的作用。
What are three lessons we can learn from Hannah how to be a mother for God?
我们从哈娜身上可以学到哪三个教训，以便让我们成为为主的好母亲。
Okay, we may not have the next president in our family or the next prime minister.
我们家里不一定会有下一位总统或总理。
But then who knows? Then again, who knows?
但是谁能说得准呢？
But certainly all of us can bring out spiritual children that will stop the tide of sin.
但很肯定的，我们大家带大了有灵性的孩子。来阻止罪的浪潮
to be useful to God,
成为对主有用的人
and to society so that other men can hear about Jesus and live.
成为对社会有用的人，让其他的人可以听到耶稣基督的话语，可以好好活着。
I want you to notice number one about Hannah. Hannah was faithful to God despite the heaviness in her heart.
我们要注意到，首先，尽管哈娜的内心是沉重的，她还是对主保持着忠心。
Hannah, as we all know, had a very sad thing that happened to her.
我们都知道，在哈娜的身上发生了可悲的事情。
She cannot bear children.
她不能生育孩子。
It was a reproach.
这是一个羞辱。
To make things worse, her husband had two wives.
更糟糕的是，她的丈夫有两个妻子。
The other called Peninnah.
另外一个名字叫做皮尼娜。
She could bear children to Elkanah, which is her husband.
她能为以利加拿生孩子。
And as a result, the other wife also made it hard for Hannah.
因此皮尼娜也刁难哈娜。
And as a result, or made it hard, the Bible said that this wife provoked Hannah by always reminding her of her inability to have children.
圣经里说，这位皮尼娜常常激恼哈娜，常常提醒哈娜她不能生育。
How would you feel if people constantly remind you of your past?
如果有人不停地提醒你你的过去或你面对的问题，你会有什么感受？
Can I say I believe many moms here may carry burdens on their hearts and some none actually understand what they are going through.
恕我直言，在场的很多母亲心里可能都有着负担，有着别人所不知道的负担。
But may I say this thing that despite the burdens, the heaviness in your heartThis Hannah in the Bible remained faithful to the Lord and His work, His temple, and was faithful to God Himself.
但是我想说的是，尽管哈娜带着负担，带着一颗沉重的心，她依然对主保持忠心。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 6, which is in your bulletin there, I'll read. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb.
撒母耳第一章第六节。比尼娜妒忌记恨哈娜，见主不使哈娜生育，就大大激恼她，使她生气。
And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat.
每年上到主殿的时候，以利加娜都是这样厚待哈娜，比尼娜也都是这样激恼哈娜，甚至哈娜哭泣不吃。
You see.Her heaviness did not stop Hannah from serving and being faithful to the Lord year after year.
Hannah 沉重的心情并没有阻止她侍奉对天主的忠心。
She still went to the house of the Lord year after year.
她还是每年都到主殿。
Mothers, God wants you to have a strong heart and say, I don't care if I lost everything. I'm not going to be unfaithful to my God.
母亲们，主要我们拥有坚强的一颗心。就算失去一切，我们也不在乎，我们也不会停止对主的忠心。
Despite the provoking by the enemy, the regular taunts, Hannah remained faithful to her duties to God.
尽管敌人的激恼和不断的挑衅，哈娜保持着对天主的信仰，继续履行她对主的职责。
Mothers, can I say this also? The course of this life will bring many things.That we will have to face.
母亲们，恕我直言，我们在生命里必须面对许多的事情。
And sometimes you face it alone, like in Hannah's case.
有时候你们必须像哈娜一样独自面对。
By the way, Hannah did have a good husband who loved her very much.
可是哈娜是有一个非常爱她的丈夫的。
But no matter how much the husband loved her, it does not take away the reproach on her.And here it seems that the husband may not really understand how she feels.
但是不管她的丈夫有多爱她，这并没有把她的羞辱除去，而且看起来她的丈夫也可能不能真正了解她的真正感受。
But I want to say she did have a good husband.
但是我要说的是，她的确有个好丈夫。
Mothers, you do have good husbands here, amen?
母亲们，你们都有好丈夫吗？
The key lesson is this. Nothing in our life, mothers,ought to stop us from ever serving the Lord and being faithful to Him.
但是关键的教训是，不应该让你们的生命里发生的任何事情阻止你们侍奉天主，对天主忠心。
One of the most important points to show her faithfulness to God.
为了表现她对天主的忠心，哈娜做了一件很重要的事。
In the law of Moses, only the men were obliged to go to the house of God.Year after year, not the woman.
在摩西的律法里，男人必须去到主殿，女人不需要。
Actually, Hannah did not have to go.
其实 Hannah 并不需要去。
But she did. Why did she go?
那为什么她还是去呢?
She went because she wanted to be faithful to her duties to God.
因为她对主忠心。
When you are faithful to the Lord, nothing will stop you from doing what you know is your duty to God, even when you don't feel like it.
当你对主忠心时候, 没有任何事能够阻止你去做你知道应该做的事, 对天主的职责, 就算你不喜欢这件事。
I think you can understand if Hannah knows when he goes up, he will always be provoked by the other enemy. We wouldn't want to go in that situation.
Hannah 虽然知道他每一次出去都会被他的敌人所激怒,
he wouldn't want to go there.
他也不希望想去的。
But you know what? Year after year, she went up to the house of the Lord, your husband.
但是尽管如此, 每一年他还是到主殿去。
Mothers, can I encourage you to be faithful to God?
母亲们, 让我来鼓励你们, 要对我们的主忠心。
Amen. Point number two, Hannah was not only faithful to the Lord, but 第二, Hannah was a prayerful mother.
第二点, Hannah 也是一个常常祷告的母亲。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10,
撒母耳第一章第十节,
and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore.
Hannah 心里愁苦就哭泣祈祷主。
A study by someone in the U.S. states that 66% of Christian women pray daily.
根据美国的一项调查显示, 66%的女生每天都有祷告。
Men, only 49%.
男生呢, 只有49%。
Prayer is an important practice in the Christian life. The Lord Jesus told us so.
祷告是基督徒生活里面很重要的一件事。 主耶稣基督这样的告诉我们,
In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible says, And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
路加福音第18章第1节说道, 耶稣又设一个比喻, 教人应当常常祷告, 不可怠懈。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章第17节, 不停地去祷告。
Hannah had a very heavy heart.
Hannah 有颗沉重的心。
Her first approach was not to call her best friend.
她第一个反应不是去联系她最要好的朋友来诉苦。
Her first approach was not to go to the website and find Uncle Google to find answers.
她的第一个反应也不是上网用谷歌来找答案。
Her first approach was not to go and feel depressed and isolate herself and trying to tell everyone that she's the most miserable in the world.
她的第一个反应也不是孤立自己、自我忧郁，在告诉全世界她是多么痛苦的人。
Her first approach was not to run away.
她的第一个反应也不是逃跑。
Her first approach was to pray.
她的第一个反应是祷告。
Because when you pray, you are asking, you are requesting, you are begging.
当你祷告时，你在问，你在要求，你在祈求。
Prayer in the Bible always reflects the following.
在圣经里的祷告时常反映的是,
Prayer humbles us.
祷告让我们变得谦卑。
It shows that we cannot do it. We need God.
祷告显示了我们都做不到的, 我们需要主。
It shows that we depend on God.
祷告显示了我们依靠天主。
When you ask someone for help, it means you are showing your dependency not on yourselves, but on that someone else.
当我们要求别人帮忙时, 这显示了我们不是依靠自己, 是依靠天主。
It also shows our trust in God.
祷告也显示了我们对天主的信赖。
When we pray to the Lord, it shows we are not putting confidence in our, we are putting confidence in our Almighty God, who can do all things.
当我们向天主祷告时, 显示了我们把所有的信心建立在全能的天主上, 所有事情都能 做的天主。
Mothers, when you are heavy in your heart, let me ask you, what do you do?
母亲们, 当你们内心沉重时, 你们都怎么做呢?
Maybe Christians, can I ask you, when you are heavy in your heart, what do you do?
基督徒们, 我也想问一问你们, 当你们内心沉重的时候, 你们会怎么做呢?
Do we humble ourselves and pray and tell God that we are actually weak?
你们是否谦卑地祷告? 向天主说, 其实我们是弱者。
And we do not have control over our own lives and over the things that happen.
我们不能掌控自己的生命, 也不能掌控身边所发生的其他事情。
It could be an illness, it could be a difficult time.
这可能是一个疾病, 或者一个困难的时期。
Mothers, when you go through the heaviness, do you depend on God or do you personally try to seek some solutions?
母亲们，当你心情沉重的时候，你是否依靠天主，或者你依靠自己来想办法呢？
Or do you try something and you are restless until you do something?
又或者你们尝试不同的方法，因为如果什么都不做，你会坐立不安。
I'm not saying that you do not try to think of a solution, but the first thing mothers we need to have by personal practice is to pray first.
我不是告诉你们不去想解决的办法，但是母亲们，我们本身需要做的第一件事就是先祷告。
It's interesting because this seems to be a first principle for our Christian life, that when we meet with trouble, the first thing is to do is to pray.
我们遇到问题时，以基督徒的生活来说，第一件事就必须去先祷告。
I was remembering yesterday in the youth class, there was the same thing. When Esther was facing a problem, the first thing she did was to fast and pray.
昨天在我们的年青年班的时候，我回想到 Esther 以斯帖，她遇到困难的时候，她第一件事就是祷告。
Do we stop and say, God is my God? He saved me to walk in His ways. He wants me to trust Him.
你们是否有停下来说，天主是我的天主，天主救赎了我，好让我跟着他走他的道。天主要我们信赖他。
In Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.
箴言第三章第五节，你需专心仰赖主，不可倚仗你的聪明。你无论行何道，都需想念主，主必使你的道途平直。
A mark of a godly mother is a prayer life.
一个人的祷告生活是为主的母亲的特征。
Your prayer life ought to change you because prayer humbles us.
你们的祷告生活会改变你，因为祷告生活会使你们变得谦卑。
It should cause us to depend on God more than ourselves.
这会使我们更依靠天主，少依靠自己。
It should cause us to increase in our faith in Him as we see God answering our prayers.
这会使我们对天主的信心增加。
Mothers, can I say, as you pray, you also need to read your Bible so that God can change you.
母亲们，你们也需要读圣经，这么一来，天主才可以改变你。
Can change our attitudes, our mind, and to make us more like Christ.
改变我们的态度，我们的思想，也让我们更像基督。
How is your prayer life today, mothers?
母亲们，大家的祷告生活如何？
Maybe as Christians, how is your prayer life?
身为基督徒的我们，我们的祷告生活又是如何
？I want you to see when Hannah was praying, she was actually falsely accused by the priest.
我要大家注意，当哈娜被祭司以利诬告了，哈娜的态度是怎么样的呢
？In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 14, and Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunkard? Put away thy wine from thee.
撒母耳记第一章第十四节，以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒的。”
Remember, Hannah was praying until her lips was trembling.
记得哈娜在祷告的时候，她的嘴唇都在颤抖。
When the high priest saw, he thought she was drunk.
当大祭司看到哈娜的时候，他以为哈娜已经喝醉了。
That was a false accusation.
那是一个诬告。
It probably hurt Hannah.
这肯定伤了 Hannah 的心。
If someone said that to you, what will Singaporeans do?
如果是这样的话，新加坡人一般上会有什么样的反应呢
？Sometimes you say, "Keep quiet lah. You don't know anything. Don't anything else say."
你安静了，你什么都不懂，别乱说话。
We will fight back, won't we?
我们会反击，不是吗
？Not Hannah. Look, notice the sweet spirit she has.
Hannah 并没有反击。大家请注意，哈娜在回答误解她的人的时候，她的心灵还是甜蜜芳香的。
There's this sweet spirit in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. And Hannah answered and said, After she was accused, Hannah said, No, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto.
撒母耳上第一章第十五节，哈娜回答说：“我主不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，并没有喝清酒、酿醇酒，但倾我心在主面前。不要将婢女看作肥累女子，我因忧愁烦恼太多，所以祈祷到如今。”
Notice the sweet spirit when she was falsely accused. Number one, she respected the individual. He said, "No, my Lord."
大家注意到吗？就算他被诬告的时候，他还是说，他还是尊敬误解他的人。他说：“我主不是这样的。”
Number two, she was open and honest with the individual.
第二，他对于误解他的人坦诚不公。
She just told him, "I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I did not drink at all. I was merely praying my heart out."
他告诉污蔑他的人：“我是心里愁苦的妇人，我并没有喝清酒、醇酒，但倾我心在主面前。”
And also, number three, she pleaded for his understanding.
第三，他也请求那人的理解。
Mothers, listen carefully. Nearness to God, being near to God, will always cause us to have a sweet, gentle spirit of submission.
母亲们，靠住。当我们靠住天主，这会让我们得到甜蜜芳香的心灵，一个温柔归顺的心灵。
Christian, in general, if you are close to God, it will develop a sweet spirit of submission to God's will and His word.
信徒们，当我们非常靠近主的时候，这也会使我们有个甜蜜芳香的心灵。
Are you like Hannah, a prayerful mother?
你是否像哈娜一样是一个虔诚祷告的母亲
Or do we try to control everything in our lives and not allow God to do His will?
又或者你们寻求掌控生命里的一切而不是让主来掌控
Mothers, can I encourage you to learn to be like Hannah, to be prayerful?
母亲们，我们大家学习像哈娜一样虔诚祷告
Point number three, Hannah put God first.In her life.
第三点，哈娜的生命里以天主为第一。
The Bible says Matthew 6 verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you.
马太福音第六章第三十三节，你们须先求天主的国和他的义，天父自然将这些东西都加给你们了。
Can I just ask you a question? What was Hannah's most heartfelt desire?
大家认为哈娜内心最大的愿望是什么？
是什么呢？What is Hannah's most heartfelt desire?
Hannah 内心最深处的最想要的是什么
？To have a son, right?
生育一个儿子。
Have a son. Let me ask you a question. For the next 30 seconds, just think. What is your most heartfelt desire?
让我问你们一个问题。你们用30秒钟来想，你们大家内心最心想要的愿望是什么
？Maybe you just spend about 5 seconds, lah, huh?
五秒。
What's the most heartfelt desire in your heart as mothers?
你们内心最想要的是什么
？As Christians as well, what's your most heartfelt desire?
身为一个信徒，身为一个基督信徒
，Okay, have you thought about it?
你们想到了吗
？Whatever that thing is in your heart right now, what are you going to do about it? If God were to ask you to give it to Him,
好，如果天主把这个东西让你心里这个最想要的东西，让你把它交给天主。你会怎么做？
你会怎么做呢 ？What will you do? If God asks you for your most heartfelt desire,
如果神要你把你内心最深处最想要的东西给神，你会怎么做
？So Hannah wanted a son, and she was prepared to give. That was a heartfelt desire, and she was prepared to give back to God.
Hannah 想要一个儿子，而且她在她心里，她也准备好把这个儿子献给神。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, notice what she said. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
第十一章，哈娜许愿说，万有的主若垂顾婢女的苦难，眷念不忘婢女。赐婢女男子，我必使子终身归主，不使剃刀加在他的头上。
In her prayer and her priority as a believer, Hannah put God first priority of the most important thing to her, and that is having a son.
在 Hannah 的祷告里，在她身为信徒的最优先里，她把对自己最重要的东西，她的儿子最先的优先的献给天主。
She put God first in the deepest desires of her heart.
她把天主放在自己内心最深处最重要的第一位。
She gave to God what was the most important thing in her life, the desire for a son.
她给了天主一生中对她最重要的东西，她的想要儿子的这个愿望。
Notice what happened after God actually answered her prayer.
天主在答应她的祷告后发生了什么事？
We all know that Hannah gave birth to Samuel, right?
我们都知道 Hannah 生了 Samuel.
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 22, But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever.
在第二十二章里， Hannah 没有上去，对丈夫说，等着儿子断了奶，我便带他去上去见主，使他永远住在那里。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 28, Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there.
第二十八节，我将这儿子献于主，使他终身归主，于是在那里，在主面前崇拜。
Can I ask you, parents or parent mothers, what was the goal of Hannah for the son?
母亲们，你们认为哈娜为儿子设的目标是什么？
What's the goal of Hannah? What the goal of Hannah for the son? Okay, to serve the Lord.The Bible says specifically to appear before the Lord.
圣经里说到天主面前。
This phrase literally means that Hannah wants Samuel to be presented approved unto God for his service.
这句话的意思是 Hannah 要她的儿子，要将她的儿子在准备好之后，受认同之后，献给主来侍奉天主。
So what did Hannah do?
那 Hannah 做了什么？
So what did, this is very important, mothers. What did Hannah do to prepare her son to serve the Lord?
那 Hannah 到底怎么样去准备她的儿子来献给天主？
She personally prepared her child for God.
她亲身的把孩子准备好，为了献给主。
She said this, I will not go out until the child be weaned.
她说，没有上去等着儿子断了奶。
In Jewish thinking, there are three stages of weaning.
在犹太思想里，断奶分成三个阶段。
Stage number one, the child is weaned from the mother's milk. That is from 0 to 3 years old.
第一阶段，那个孩子停止喝母亲的奶水，零到三年。
In stage number two, the weaning is that this child from 3 to 7 will then be under the care of a nurse.
第二阶段，这个孩子在3到7年里面由保姆来照顾。
In stage number three, the weaning is from weaning is the idea of weaning from childish manners. In other words, he began to learn responsibility by the age of 12.
第三阶段，从7岁到12岁，这个孩子停止教育孩子停止幼稚的行为。
Basically, what Hannah was saying, said, "I will not bring my child up until I know he can be useful for the Lord, and I'm going to personally prepare him to serve God."
基本上 ，Hannah 是说他会亲自将孩子带大，让孩子可以对天主有用。
It should be all our desire as believers in the Lord that our goal for our children is that they may be useful to the Lord.
身为天主的信徒，我们的目标应该是让孩子成为对天主有用的人。
Parents, what is your definition of usefulness?
父母们，你们对有用的定义是什么
？Well, we want our children to serve God, do something for God.
我们要我们的孩子侍奉天主，为天主做事。
What was Hannah's definition of usefulness?
那 Hannah 对有用的定义又是什么呢？
I want you to notice her prayer. In 1 Samuel 1:11, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor.
看看哈娜的祷告，第十一章说到，哈娜许愿说：“万有的主若垂顾婢女的苦难，眷念不忘婢女，赐婢女男子，我必使子终身归主，不使剃刀加在他的头上。”
When Hannah prayed, she said, if God will answer my prayer, this is two things she will do.
当 Hannah 祷告时，她说，如果天主答应她的祷告，她会做两件事。
Number one, she says, I will ensure this child will serve you the rest of his life.
第一，她说，我会确保这孩子用一生侍奉你。
Number two, he said, I will ensure that this child is, listen, this is important, will be set apart for you alone. Because she prayed, no razor shall come upon his head.
她说，她会确保这个孩子终身归主，不使任何剃刀加在他的头上。
No razor shall come upon his head has the idea of the Nazarite vow.
这不使剃刀加在他的头上有着拿西尔誓言的意义。
When a man does that, it means that person is set aside for God alone.
当一个人这样做的时候，他就是意思就是说他终身只是归主。
Okay, so what does this require for Hannah to prepare the child?
这需要什么？
Her goal was to first seek God's kingdom.
她的目标是先寻找天主的王国。
After God answered her prayer, her goal was set about to fulfill her vow to God. Her life, she remember, she prayed, God gave her a son. After that, her life was to do what she promised God in the first place.
当天主答应她的祷告后，她的目标就是履行她对天主的誓言，让撒母耳终身归主，侍奉主。
Mothers, can I ask you, what is your goal for your child?
母亲们，你们对孩子们有什么目标？
Fathers, can I ask you also, it's not Father's Day, but what is your goal for your child?
父亲们，虽然不是父亲节，你们对你们的孩子有什么目标？
A mother who puts God first will seek to prepare her child to be useful to God, to serve God all the days of his or her life.
一个把天主放在第一位的母亲，会把孩子好好准备。让孩子对天主有用，终身归主，侍奉主。
Do you realize if you read through the Bible, that is the heart of all the biblical mothers?
如果在圣经里你们有读到的话，这就是在圣经里面遵守神话语的母亲们的愿望。
All of them wanted to bring up their children so that they can serve God.
所有的那些母亲们都想把孩子带大，让他们对主有用，侍奉主。
Can I say there's nothing more important than having a heart, that your child will have a heart to serve God?
没有比这件事还更重要的了。
Can I say this? I'm not saying that your child needs to be in full time.
我不是说你的孩子必须全职侍奉。
But you know what? To have a heart that says, in whatever career, in whatever direction in my life, I will always put God first.
不过有一个内心有一个想法，不管是我的事业，不管是我做的任何事情，我会把主放在第一位。
And for the parents and the mom, there will be a daily time of prayer, of Bible teaching and training, of love and loving discipline, so that when the time comes, the child will be ready and useful to God.
而且父母每天的职责就是祷告，教孩子圣经的指示，训练他们爱心的纪律，所以当时间到来时，孩子已经准备好侍奉天主了。
What are we preoccupied with on a daily basis?
我们每天都在忙些什么？
And you know, sometimes it's very convicting because sometimes if we are honest with ourselves, our life, we don't hardly spend much time teaching our children to serve God.
我们想想，有时候可能我们每一天都没有怎么花时间教导小孩子要如何去侍奉神。
Yes, there are many other duties of life.
我们人生里面是有其他很多东西的很多职务。
But God says to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
但主说我们首先要寻找他的国。
Mother, this is an important principle for us today.
啊，母亲们，这是一个非常重要的一个事情。
Because what happens is, when we are so busy with the things of this world, duties, sometimes we forget what is the most important thing for God.
因为当我们日常太过忙碌的时候，有时候我们会忘了我们最重要对神应该做的事情。
We've learned three simple truths about how we can be a mother for God.
我们学会了三个简单的真理，让我们可以成为为天主的母亲。
Number one, to be faithful to God.
第一，忠心于天主。
To be faithful means we will let nothing hinder us from our duties to God, not other engagement, not our own will, not even our own pain, as with Hannah.
忠心的意思是指我们不会让任何的事情阻碍我们来履行对天主的职务。
Number two, we have also learned that we need to be prayerful.
第二，我们也学到要成为虔诚的祷告。
Because prayer shows our dependency on God and causes us to have a sweet spirit before God, and it shows our faith in God.
因为祷告显示我们对天主的仰赖，让我们的心灵甜蜜芳香，显示我们对天主的信心。
And thirdly, to be a mother for God, we need to seek first the kingdom of God.
第三，我们必须先寻求天主的王国。
This is shown by preparing our children to serve God all the days of their lives.
我们可将孩子先准备好，让孩子对天主有用，终身归主，侍奉主。
When we think practically in Singapore, what does that mean to us?
实际上的生活在新加坡，这有什么意义？
Yes, we are very busy with the daily running for the children for their education.
是的，我们每天都非常忙碌，孩子们的生活起居，他们的教育。
But if we are not careful, that becomes number one priority, even more than the spiritual things that God tells us to do.
不过，如果我们一不小心，这个日常琐事会成为第一，我们生活里面的第一考量，甚至重要于神的指示。
Sometimes we forget what is more important.
有时候我们忘了什么才是最重要的。
Well, as we close, can I say something to encourage the mothers?
在我们结尾的时候，我能不能鼓励一下在场的所有母亲们？
What was the most desired thing again for the mothers?
Hannah 最想要得到的是什么？
To have children, right?
生孩子，对吗？
Right. How many children did Hannah have?
Hannah 最后有几个孩子呢？
Anyone?
有没有人知道？
In the end, yes.
到最后。
Yes. Some say five, some say six, some say seven.
有些说五，有些说六，有些说七。
Okay, all those say five, and put out your hand.
说五的请举手。
One. Okay. All those say six, and put out your hand.
六位孩子。
All say seven, put out
your
hand.
七位孩子。
Where do you get seven from?
你们的七是从哪里来的？
From FBI.
FBI.
Oh, from the Bible, of course.
圣经。
Okay. Well, we read the Bible. Interestingly, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, and verse 20, and Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home.
撒母耳上第二章第二十节，以利为以利加拿的和他的妻子祝福，说：“即将儿子归主，愿主从这妇人赐你后裔。”他们就回本乡去了。
Understand this principle. When you lend something to the Lord, God always repays.
你们大家要明白，当我们借东西给主的时候，主一定会加倍的还给你。Because
God will always repay our faithfulness to Him.
因为主永远都会偿还，就会还给我们我们对他的忠心。In
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible says, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived, and she bare three sons. 1 Samuel 4. And two daughters, equals to six.
在第二十一章，第二十一节里面说到，主眷顾哈拿，使她怀孕，生了三个儿子，再加上撒母耳是四个儿子，两个女儿，所以总共是六个。童子撒母耳在主那里长大了。The
deepest need in Hannah's life was to have a child.
她那最内心最深处的愿望就是要一个儿子。
Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
马太福音第六章第三十三节，你们需要先求主天主的国和他的义，天父自然会将这些东西加给你们的。When
Hannah received Samuel, she gave it back to God.
当哈娜生下了，从神那边得到了撒母耳，她把撒母耳献给神。
When God saw that, he said, all right, I'll give you five more.
当神看见了，他说，非常好，我会再给你五个孩子。
Mothers, listen to this important principle in your life.
母亲们，请听一听这非常重要的一个关键。
When you seek God's kingdom first, God never forgets your devotion to Him.
当你们先求天主的国，天主是不会忘记你们对他的忠诚的。
And He will reward you with what really matters to you.
而且天主会在你最关键、最想要的地方来奖励你们。
He may not give you an increase in pay or an advancement in career.
天主不一定是给你们加薪或升职。
But He will give you what will fulfill your heart and your life the most.
但是天主会赏赐给你们你们内心最有意义的事情。
Some of the most blessed things a mom can have is a blessed family.
比如说一个蒙福的家庭。
A godly children.
蒙福的孩子们。
A loving husband.
一个爱你的丈夫。
Mothers, we need to be mothers for God.
妈妈们，我们必须成为一个爱天主的一个妈妈。
You know, as we close for the rest of us, I know this message is for mothers.
在我们结束的时候，我知道这个信息是给母亲们的。
But I hope you have learned even the three principles for your Christian life.
但我也希望你们也学到这个我们基督徒的三个生活的一个关键。
No matter what you hold in your heart that is pressing, still be faithful to God first, just like Hannah was.
不管你的心情有怎么样的沉重，永远像哈拿一样把主放在第一位。
Make the first approach in your life always prayer.
我们生命中第一个反应都必须是先祷告。
And also always seek God's kingdom first.
永远寻找天主的国。
Even when seeking God's kingdom first means you may have to give up what you think is the best for yourself.
就算在寻求天主的国的过程中，你觉得你必须放弃对你最好的其他的东西。
Can I say this, mothers? God holds you in His hand.
我可以告诉所有的母亲们，主把我们放在他的手里。
Because a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
一个惧怕主的母亲，一个女生，她将会被赞美。
I thank God for every mother here who loves God.
我感谢主，在场所有的爱主的母亲们。
We all have different levels of faith.
我们个人有不一样的对主的忠心的程度。
I do believe that every mother here loves God.
但我衷心的相信，所有的母亲们在这边都爱主。
I encourage you put these three principles in your life.
我来鼓励你们大家运用这三个关键在你的生活里。
And sometimes it may take some time to grow.
它可能需要一些时间来孕育。
But I can tell you that the reward.It certainly will be blessed as you put God first.
但我肯定的告诉大家，你们肯定会被神祝福。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们大家来一个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天主天父
，We're so thankful for your love for us.
我们很感谢你对我们的爱。
We thank you for this simple message.
我们谢谢你今天这个简单的一个讯息。
That you want us to be faithful, want mothers to learn to be faithful to you like Hannah was.
那你，我们知道你要我们跟 Hannah 学习，像她一样成为一个忠心的妈妈。
How you want us to be a prayerful Christian just like Hannah was.
你要我们跟 Hannah 一样成为一个虔诚的祷告者。
And how, Lord, you want us to seek your kingdom first, just like Hannah.
也要我们跟哈拿一样，以先寻求主的天国。
Father, I pray for every mother here.
天父，我为所有的母亲们祷告。
We thank you that they are in church.
我们感谢你，母亲们都来教会了。
We pray a special blessing on every one of them.
我们祷告，所有的母亲们都蒙福。
We ask that you would guide them.In what they need to do in their lives for you.
请你带领他们在他们的生活中以你为先。
Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives, even as we sing the closing hymn, we pray that you would encourage our hearts.
天父，我们感谢你，你在将在我们生命里面动工的事情，我们也会为你唱这个诗歌来赞颂你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.